I would also say, I mean, for me, and this is, he's really, he's talking perception in a very, very broad way, whereas the Buddha, you know, uses some other terminology and description, name and form, what makes up name and form, and for, I utilize those, I think, would be more effective for me to kind of tear apart what's going on in the mind. This is, I think, probably a very, very broad description of perception.
Broad, but it's also what again, how do we define things, or how do we, because that's say the definition in time is, I always found helpful, because what it does, some kind of a mind, it's sort of what gives importance and meaning. That which gives importance and meaning to an experience, so that color, shape, memory. I mean, the root of the word perception is in memory. So that what memories are we drawing on? What memories are we? Are we inclining towards? What gives it, makes it stand out as an experience? So then being able to recognize that and see what patterns are we either being drawn toward, or what patterns are we repeating?
Yeah. Are you saying that that which gives importance and meaning to is perception and time? That's how it's defined, is it?
Yeah. So that's how the literal translation of sanya in the Thai language is the activity of giving perception and meaning to experience.
So when you do that, to me, it's so rich, it's so much more is given when you do a Thai translation than our single word.
Yes, yeah, it's also, it also has a, the Thai language has a perceptual basis in Buddhism.
So. Yeah.
So it's...
Right.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I mean, like, you know, he's using perception where I was more likely to use name and form. And name and form gives you a set of words. You know, it's got the feeling in it. It's got perception in it, which is then I can utilize to say, what is it about that object? You know, which I can use sanya almost in its form of what is the sign, like,
right.
What makes this particular thing pleasant? You know, what's the particular characteristics, qualities, and then chaitanya. What's the intent? What is the evocative nature? Like, what is this? Yeah. What is this providing for me as a usefulness, or is it to prop up an ego? Is it to prop up, thought? You know, different things. So that's why I find this definition of perception be broader than I would normally make it much more perception be more narrow and name and form and I guess
I think it's sort of finding working definitions that one finds supportive and also remembering that within those five khandhas. Say the nama dhammas are like in name and form. There's a bit broader context, but then whatever the case, say within those five khandhas, they are conjoined; they're not disjoined, so that it isn't as if there is a discrete thing that is sanya. That you can separate out, and it doesn't have anything to do with anything else. So it's just recognizing how that that you're describing an action of the mind that is has an inclination in a particular way, but it's also built up with the others around it. So that a name and form in particular is, and of course, that's another structure of Enuenama. The name is because you add contact and attention within that as well, and those are really helpful for fleshing out our experience.
So to maybe, I think it is important to have categories and descriptions of these things, but when the what you were saying at the beginning with paying attention to how it happens. I found some of the most effective ways for me to identify what sanya is doing in my experience is when it changes quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because when something happens in my experience and I have a certain, there's an affective association, there are memories associated, and then it doesn't happen very often, but then sometimes something else can change that shifts your association very quickly.
Yeah.
And to watch, what sort of clusters of concepts and ideas and feelings and memories were around each of those two perceptions.
Yeah, we do that with people all the time. We see somebody and there's something about them. That idiot. You don't even know who they are. And it's just something that just sort of ticks you off, already. And you've already formed a perception. And then they turn to you and smile and say something nice, and and then the perception changes. It's just really quick.